is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you for free. There's a bunch of stuff there, including the Free Talk Live archives. You can go way back, all the way to late 2006, all courtesy of our friends over at HostGator. Now, last night was another edition of She Talk Live,
as She Talk Live.
It is being called. And so if you missed that, that's what you can grab right now if you want, as well as hundreds more shows over at freetalklive.com. Also, the main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to interact with, well, as far as suggest show prep for us. You can interact with other listeners and see what other listeners think are interesting and vote up and down on the things you like and dislike. And the most voted up will make it to the front page of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them. Now, this is a story that I think was at the top of the website a few days ago, and we just never got around to it. We had a lengthy discussion on Saturday night, more of like a history lesson from the folks over at Information Clearinghouse about what the history of the United States federal government's intervention over in the Middle East has been for the last, 80 years.
Yeah, if you talk to the average American, they'll just wander. They really are largely clueless about what was going on in the Middle East prior to 9/11/2001, and whatever was going on certainly didn't. It wasn't worthy of somebody, acting violently against citizens of the United States. And honestly, I have to agree that there's really no point in attacking innocent civilians when it's the government of the United States which has been supporting dictators that slaughter tens of 10,000 people in the Shah slaughtered in one go right there at a peace vigil in Tehran. And the Shah, for those that don't know, was a puppet dictator set up by the CIA. So the United States government through the CIA has been involved in Middle East politics for decades.
Right. And so one of the things that we couldn't really get into on Saturday night was some of the examples of the personal atrocities, because we were just glossing over murdering, the murders of thousands of people in
two
senses.
You want to hit the high points,
And so you don't get to really focus in on some of the just the horrific things that are done on an individual level on the ground by these troops. And sometimes, officially, many of the official things that are done are horrific and murderous and terrible. And we certainly talked about those things. The Abu Ghraib prison certainly was one of them. And continuously bombing and murdering people is another one that just goes on and on.
That's in Iraq, yeah.
But now and then, you get a story or there's a story that comes out that not even the military can embrace with its violent ways. And this is one of those stories from The Guardian in the UK. 12 American soldiers face charges over a secret kill team that allegedly blew up and shot Afghan civilians at random and collected their fingers as trophies. Five of the soldiers are charged with murdering three Afghan men who were allegedly killed for sport in separate attacks this year. Seven others are accused of covering up those killings and assaulting a recruit who exposed the murders when he reported other abuses, including members of the unit smoking hashish stolen from civilians. Wait a minute. Our boys would never do any drugs, would they? This must not be true.
Well, the nicest thing I could say about these guys is that they were smoking hashish.
Yeah.
It's wrong to steal from people, but especially if you kill them to get the things that you stole from them. But this, you saw the, I can't remember which movie it was, Hamburger Hill, I can't remember which one.
It's a Vietnam movie.
Yeah, where the guy's saying, I know which ones are the bad Viet. He's shooting down at rice paddies, going out of a helicopter, just, randomly shooting at people in rice paddies. And he's like, well, I know which ones are the bad Viet Cong because they run away. And you can imagine what it's like to be a soldier on the ground there. Maybe one of your friends or somebody you knew has been killed. And it can very quickly get to be an us versus them kind of thing.
Well, if you were doing the right thing in the first place, you wouldn't be there.
Agreed, but that doesn't really matter. mean, they're there. I'm not apologizing.
Just because your buddies have been killed doesn't excuse going around.
I'm not apologizing for this behavior. Okay. Ian. What I'm explaining is, like, this could quickly diminish into this kind of activity.
So
you put your sons over there. You put automatic weapons in their hands, and hey, guess what, America? Your sons are going to become murderers, because that's what war's about.
In one of the most serious accusations of war crimes to emerge from the Afghan conflict, the killings are alleged to have been carried out by members of a Striker infantry brigade based in Kandahar province in southern Afghanistan. According to investigators and legal documents, discussion of killing Afghan civilians began after the arrival of Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs at Forward Operating Base Ramrod last November. Other soldiers told the Army's Criminal Investigation Command that Gibbs boasted of the things he got away with while serving in Iraq and said how easy it would be to toss a grenade at someone and kill them. One soldier said he believed Gibbs was feeling out the platoon. Investigators said Gibbs, 25, hatched a plan with another soldier, Jeremy Morlock, 22, and other members of the unit to form a kill team. While on patrol over the following months, they allegedly killed at least 3 Afghan civilians. And you can better believe that if that's all the charges are alleging, they probably killed at least 30. I'm just saying.
The numbers are that they're being estimated at as dozen civilians got killed for every one enemy. And... those are incredible numbers.
According to the charge sheet, the first target was Guimuddin, who was killed by means of throwing a fragmentary grenade at him and shooting him with a rifle. When the patrol entered the village of Lahmad Kalay in January, Morlock and another soldier, Andrew Holmes, were on guard at the edge of a poppy field when Muddin emerged and stopped on the other side of a wall from the soldiers. Gibbs allegedly handed Morlock a grenade, who armed it and dropped it over the wall next to the Afghan, then dived for cover. Holmes, 19, then allegedly fired over the wall. Later in the day, Morlock is alleged to have told Holmes that the killing was for fun and threatened him if he told anyone. The second victim, Marak Agha, was shot and killed the following month. Gibbs is alleged to have shot him and placed a Kalashnikov next to the body to justify the killing. Same thing that happens in the streets of America. This guy would make a good cop.
Well, I don't think you have that many cops that are out doing, killing for fun. This guy is a sick, twisted serial killer.
I didn't say many cops would be doing this, Mark. I just said he'd make a good cop, because that's been done before. Cops have killed people, they've put guns next to them to justify it.
Cops have killed people sometimes by mistake and put guns next to them, too.
I don't care what their reasons are.
Well, a mistake.
They're framing someone after death for allegedly being violent towards them, when in some many cases they're shooting men in the backs. In May, and by the way, it should be pointed out that many military members go on to become police officers. So this guy, if he hadn't gotten caught, could end up on the streets in your town. In May, Adahad was killed after being shot and attacked with a grenade. The Army Times reported at least one of the soldiers collected the fingers of the victims as souvenirs, and that some of them posed for photographs with the bodies of their victims. 5 soldiers are accused of murder and aggravated assault, among other charges. All of the soldiers have denied the charges. They face the death penalty or life in prison if convicted.
I'll bet.
The toll-free number here for you is 1-800-259-9231. The killings came to light in May after the Army began investigating a brutal assault on a soldier who told superiors that members of his unit were smoking hashish. The Army Times reported that members of the unit regularly smoked the drug on duty and sometimes stole it from civilians. The soldier, who was straight out of basic training and has not been named, said he witnessed the smoking of hashish and drinking of smuggled alcohol, but initially did not report it out of loyalty to his comrades. But when he returned from an assignment at an Army headquarters and discovered soldiers using the shipping container in which he was billeted to smoke hashish, he reported it. 2 days later, members of his platoon, including the killer Gibbs and Morlock, accused him of snitching, gave him a beating, and told him to keep his mouth shut. The soldier reported the beating and threats to his officers and then told investigators that he knew of the kill team. 800-259-9231.
I think the sad part about this is these guys got snitched on for smoking pot. Like this all came down because of smoking pot and drinking.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive in our forum over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
So what's the reason that you don't write your Congress critters on important issues to you? Is it because you know it's pointless? It doesn't have to be that way. Your voice can be raised with that of tens of thousands of other people's voices at the same time. If you go to downsizedc.org and sign up now, downsizedc.org is working on two very important issues right now. Plus, they keep you apprised with several times a week. They'll send out emails on important issues. But they have two very important issues. It's the Read the Bills Act and the One Subject at a Time Act. And these two important bills would really put a crimp in Congress's law writing style. Go check it out at downsizedc.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up, one man's story about refusing to answer questions at, I believe it was Customs. Yeah, San Francisco International Airport as he was coming back from China. We'll tell you what happened to him and also take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Taryn is in Georgia to start things out. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, good evening, Taryn. Fellas.
What's on your mind tonight?
I am calling kind of from a past show you guys had where you were talking about candidates running for office, and it was a discussion where you were like asking people calling about candidates. Now, I've never been a candidate.
I wasn't really
person.
Asking anybody to do that. I was just suggesting that I think it was actually one of our callers that had called in asking if there were any good candidates out there, and so I suggested that maybe our listeners would know because I hadn't really heard of anything. Personally, I could care less, but you know, if there really is somebody that's fantastic, I'd feel free.
I that's why I'm calling, because normally I could care less too, but and you guys know this candidate is Tracy Ward running in Kansas City, District 6, and she is the Lola girl with the pink hair.
Right.
Now,
she's on the calendar this month, actually, the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar.
She was actually going to run just because some incumbent had been there forever, and she was just going to use it as an opportunity to get the message of liberty out. She didn't want to win. She didn't want to actually run any sort of real campaign. Just was going to use the platform, basically. Mm-hmm. And which I agree with that. I mean, that's, hey, any way to get the message out. Well, what happened, though, was the candidate she was running for just dropped out of the race and really didn't let anyone know she was going to drop out. So Tracy's like the only candidate left for a real position. And so
she's the only candidate, meaning she has zero competitors?
As of right now. They've only got so many days left before. They've got to get so many signatures to get on the ballots, and she's only got so many days where she can get on. I think she's on the ballot, but I don't think anyone else is organized enough to collect all the signatures to get on. So right now she's running unopposed.
Oh, wow, great. Good for her.
For city council. And, you know, she's the kind of candidate. Basically, she told me two things. That, one, the salary's over $60,000. She said,
wow, for a city councilor?
Yeah.
That's what it's like in
she
most places.
She will take pictures and give that money back and prove that she was going to give that money back to local non-government charities and liberty causes. So just for that fact alone, I think that's worth supporting. But the flip side is just to have someone in there that says no to everything. She's very principled. So I actually got excited that there might be a candidate that's going to win to get in it. And I mean, not that, you know, I mean, she's still one voice in a crowd, but it's pretty neat to have, I think, candidates who are actually activists to get elected. Like, I would be excited if Andrew Carroll got elected. I think he would be
he's one of the locals up here in Keene, New Hampshire, that is running for office.
You know, I really like the idea that that Tracy might get elected, and I certainly endorse her.
Nice lady.
Yeah, I've talked to her, and she seems like a nice gal. But this idea that councilors should liberty people that win should give back their paychecks. You know, I don't know about that. If this is a full-time job and this gal is expected to go to work every day and act like a city council person, and $60,000, once you start putting taxes into that, doesn't turn into very much. You know, the city councilors really are expected to make their money on kickbacks, graft, and bribes. So, you know, she's not hopefully going to be getting that money. And by the time the taxes kick in, she might get $40,000 a year out of that. And she'll be lucky to, what, she got two kids or three?
At least a couple.
She's got two kids.
Yeah, she'll be lucky to be able to support those two kids on that $40,000 that she actually takes home. I don't support that. You know, it's not that I'm going to vote for her.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Tracy get to decide for herself how to handle the money that she gets? Maybe she's doing fine and she doesn't need that $60,000.
Indeed, but what it does is it sets a precedent. And I'm not scolding her. She can do whatever she wants with her money, but it sets a precedent for other liberty activists that they have to somehow meet this bar or they are not moral as others. And I think that to some extent, Tracy may be trying to reach that bar that's been set by other activists in the past. And
how many activists have been elected? Not very many.
It doesn't matter whether they get elected. They just have to say, if I get elected, I will give double my paycheck to kids with cancer.
No one's ever said that.
That are dying in the street. You know?
You're being hyperbolic. Well, no one's ever said that.
I understand what Mark's saying, and I kind of agree that I wouldn't have a problem because I consider that money stolen from you in the first place. Like, if you're getting your own stolen money back, I got no problem with that. But I think she wants to prove a point that, you know, it's a part-time position. She could go there and just vote no and sit on there, you know, a computer and, I don't know, surf Facebook or something and give the money away back to the community.
I think it's great. I mean, when Julia tried to do it back here in Keene, New Hampshire, when she ran for city council, the attorney general's office came out and threatened her with a felony charge because she was planning on giving the money to a random person in the area and
her contesting situation.
Yeah.
They were paying it with a bribe? Is that how they were?
No, they came up they were saying that it was like basically gambling, essentially. Yes, she was running a gambling operation.
I have no idea. I just thought that was pretty admirable. Now, I agree with Mark, though. I mean, if the candidate wants to take their own stolen money back and use it, I don't really have a problem with that. But I think it's pretty cool that she's willing to do that. And I don't hear too many out there saying that. And this is a candidate who actually can win. So when her campaign actually gets kicking, I'll probably call back and let you know what's going on with it.
Yeah, definitely. Because normally when it comes to liberty activists running a campaign, it's very unlikely that they will have they'll be unopposed. But man, if you can get yourself in on an unopposed office, then you should.
That's right? One of the reasons why you file to run is because you never know what's going to happen. A friend of mine in my town is she's going to be running for at this point an unopposed position. You just have to get 10 write-in ballots in my town in order to get put on the general. And she's a shoe-in on this one. So yeah, I'm for that. But, you know, in the case of Julia saying that she was going to give away, her money, for one, you're talking about $2,000, not $60,000.
Right.
That's a significant difference. Secondly, Julia was, you know, the first free stater to run in Keene, New Hampshire. She was trying to use some shtick in order to get some attention. Tracy Ward appears to be running unopposed, so she doesn't need the shtick. And that's why I think the
I see what you're saying.
Setting the bar at liberty activists have to give away their money in order to be considered serious is a bad precedent.
Thanks, Taryn. Appreciate your call tonight at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels.
NukeAlert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See NukeAlert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, well, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find the features there free, including our webcam. You can watch and listen and interact, because our chat room is built into the very same page as the webcam. So go and enjoy that over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people with a lawyer who must know what it takes. Without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And it's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken it, and it is a great course, and I believe it will help anybody who wishes to take whatever kind of ticket to court. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Joe in South Carolina. Hello, Joe.
Hello, hi.
Thank you for
taking my phone call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
I had a quick question or an issue, and I would be interested in hearing either of you gentlemen's views on the idea of private land ownership, and in particular, if anyone could make like a principled argument either for or against the idea of owning a piece of the surface area of the planet.
So the question is, could someone make a principled argument for or against it?
Yes, it's something I've thought about, and it just doesn't seem like there's a right or a wrong in the idea of someone asserting that they own a piece of land.
So can somebody own something else?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me how they own it.
That's a great question. Just with the idea of private property, and I guess if maybe I put some work into producing some sort of object or something of that nature, then I would argue that I did own it since it's sort of the fruits of my time and my labor.
So if I were to find a log, say, in the right of way on a road, one could argue that no one essentially owns it, and then I take that log, I carve it into a totem pole, and I sell it to somebody who loves artistic totem poles for $400. I own that totem pole, or did until somebody bought it for $400, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And then I use the $400, I invest in more logs, because clearly there is a world full of gullible people, and I will sell them all totem poles.
Exactly.
I guess the statement to that would be, you know, somehow you procure a piece of land through sort of agreement with other people. I admit to you that land at some point was stolen from someone else. But in today's world, there's an agreement that I own my land, and it's through pieces of paper, and that make it difficult for other people to argue that they own the land. However, when you're talking about real ownership, I am doing what you did with the stick to the land. I am working it. I am keeping, in the areas that I choose to leave trees, I clear out deadfall and things like that so that we don't have problems. We have less of a problem with forest fires and stuff like that. In the areas that I have taken down trees, I am gardening. I have built a home. I have put up a shed. Now, try to make an argument against, using those criteria that you previously made, please make an argument against my ownership of that land.
Yes, I mean, it's a tough argument, but I would just let me propose a situation where you do own this piece of land that you're speaking of, and say that, it's more land that you can occupy at once with your physical, mass of your body. And so I'm out in one corner of your land, and I kind of clear off a little area and build myself a little log cabin of some sort, and I want to live there, but technically this is within the confines of the area that you claim to own. Now, I too have, found this piece of land and put some of my work into it and some of my labor. I don't see a clear distinction there, if we're just ignoring government papers and deeds and whatnot.
So
if I were to come more than me.
So if I were to come over to your house and you've gone away on a vacation for a little while, and I get a hold of your car and I paint pretty flowers on it and a peace sign and say that, I put love of a power of love greater than love of power on the back, and all kinds of little hippie sayings, and then I claim, well, this car is my own. I have done, I've improved this car. I have made it better than it was before, and the person who previously had it isn't using it. So, does that make it mine?
No, I would argue that it didn't, and it. I see your point in that. I could say that. Well, I rightfully purchased that car through something that I gave to the person who originally owned it.
Yep.
And we could continue to regress to say, well, that car is made of metal that came from inside the earth somewhere that somebody forged.
Yep.
And it seems like no matter if we apply this to any sort of physical property, we always get back to the point of where that property originated in its most basic form. And so am I arguing then that you can't actually own a piece of the earth by saying that I own my car?
Well, what I'm saying is what you are largely – what I'm saying is the same as what you're saying, is that if you mix your labor with something, and that something is large or small – is it large like a piece of land or small like a totem pole? If you mix your labor with that something, and or whether it's something that you mix your labor with, sell and then take money and buy with a car – like a car or a piece of land, that in all ways you own that thing. And I admit that land is something very special. It is unique in a lot of ways, but it. But when you're talking about land, you're talking about a scarce resource, and scarce resources are best distributed through the marketplace. The marketplace has come up, when you're not talking about people using guns and violence and bombs and things, or muskets or swords or whatever means that they use to separate people from their land, the free market or the marketplace currently as it exists has done a pretty good job in taking land and moving it back and forth with people in a proper...
Well, it's not the free market. That's
I said the marketplace.
Okay.
In the marketplace. And, it's a good way of going back and forth. If we use the system that you're talking about, ownership breaks down at all levels.
Oh. Certainly, and I just want to be clear, I'm not putting forth the system, but okay. I'm putting forth just neither option seems to be immediately clear to me, whereas, you know, if I say I'm going to go rob somebody, I think that's wrong, but as of saying claiming ownership to a piece of the surface area of this planet that we all live on doesn't seem immediately to be either one way or the other, right or wrong. As you said in the beginning of your argument, when we began speaking, you did admit that all of the land that really exists now that people do claim ownership over was at some point stolen from somebody. So if you can admit that, how can you argue that your ownership of that land is any way legitimate if it was stolen land?
Because I would tell you, because I'll tell you this, that once something, that you have a responsibility to keep things in your possession also, that you can't take your convertible to Main Street full of cash up to the car door and, you know, leave it with the keys in the ignition and have the expectation that you're going to come back and all the cash and the car is still going to be there, right? Like, you'd be
certainly
a boob.
Yes.
So there's a level of responsibility for the person who owns something to secure it. And when it goes out of one's grasp, it's not really yours anymore. The person who stole it is responsible for making you whole because they did you harm.
But what if they're dead and it's been hundreds of years?
Right, and that's the point. You know, the fact is, what if Ian steals a watch from you and then sells the watch to me? Am I responsible for giving you your watch back?
I have no idea.
I'm not. I paid for that watch. Ian's responsible for making you whole, and if the only way that he can make you whole is by buying that watch back from me at 10 times what it's worth, or 100 times what it's worth.
But if Ian has a heart attack, then you're really SOL, right? Because what are you going to do then? I'll tell you what, I want to bring you back because that was Mark's answer, but I've got one for you too. So moments here, we'll continue on this discussion of property, ownership of land. I think it's a tricky issue. And I feel like I'm kind of in the middle on this. And I'll explain what I mean by that here in a moment at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026. So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at preparedbinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Phone lines are open for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line from sicko soldiers collecting fingers of their innocent victims to your questions about and your thoughts about property rights and ownership. We'll talk about anything here. 800-259-9231. And by the way, I mentioned the webcam a few moments ago. The cam is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
Right. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They also offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers at up to 99% off of list price. Go over to memorydealers.com now. Check out their prices on all these things. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, I think Joe has hung out here. He is with us from South Carolina, and we're talking about property ownership. And what does it really mean to own a plot of land, specifically land, although we have addressed the issue of other things like cars and such. But, Joe, your purpose in calling in was to talk about, okay, well, what if, you know, there's this piece of land and the guy who supposedly owns it hasn't really done anything with it? Doesn't it make sense that somebody could come in there at some point and kind of claim it? And are you still with us, Joe?
Sure.
So you're calling.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I think that's maybe one of the key questions for me is that, as Mark argued earlier, and I somewhat agree that if you put your time and your labor into something, you should own it. But what if you have a piece of overgrown forest that you've never even seen before, never done any work to?
Yeah, and there's a lot of land out there like that. This is why I kind of feel like I'm in the middle, because, Mark, you said earlier, and I agree with this statement, that the marketplace is the best at allocating resources, right? I mean, the marketplace, if it's free and if it's unencumbered by government regulations and controls, people deciding for themselves, making decisions based on a variety of factors, maybe right, maybe wrong, in the aggregate makes the overall the best situation possible. However, I think that within the marketplace, there are certain rules that will come about through common agreement. And really, that's all property is. Property's just an idea, in the same way that rights are an idea. And these are ideas that have real, tangible benefit to our lives. The idea that you can own something is useful, because if you can own something, then you can put your time and labor into it, and you can keep it, and you're justified in keeping it, or selling it, or giving it away, or doing whatever it is that you want to do with it. If you don't own it, then you don't have the incentive to put those investments into it. There's no reason for you to improve something, because somebody else can just come and take it from you.
You don't benefit from it.
So the idea of property is one that man has come up with over however many hundreds of years, thousands of years of our evolution, because it is in line with human nature. So I think it's a good thing. On the other hand, I also understand the point that, well, there's some tycoon that's got thousands of square miles of property that he's never done anything with, and it's just been passed through the family for generation upon generation. I don't think it would be unreasonable for the marketplace to come up with a standard rule of property ownership that, if you don't use it, you lose it at some point with some sort of level of stipulations on it. I think that makes sense.
This is the question. Well, it may make sense to you. However, you're not thinking clearly. The problem here is when you're talking about, well, okay, suppose I'm not a tycoon. Who gets to decide who a tycoon is, right? This is the first question. Is it's not going to be Ian in charge, right? Is that agreed?
Of course not.
Okay.
Sure. So second, I don't think any one person would be in charge.
Right. And so what you're going to find is that you're asking somebody to make this decision, the marketplace, which really means some guy and or some group of people.
Well, no, it would be an aggregate of decisions made by arbitrators and things like that based on a variety of circumstances and cases and allegations.
Sure.
And so on.
Let me make the point. I got a point here. So
ahead.
Let's say I buy 10,000 acres. Is that big enough for you that I'm not using all of it? 100,000 acres?
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Okay, 100,000 acres. I want to live in the middle of it on a tent because I don't want thieves taking pieces of it away from me. I don't want nasty people that think that they can take other people's land anywhere near me. So I'm going to live in the middle of my land on a tent.
Mm. But by what definition
am I not using?
But by what definition, Mark, would your land become abandoned?
Here's what I believe is going to happen. Okay, that the marketplace will handle this, and it'll handle it in the fashion that, indeed, if I put the land in some kind of trust, that, you know, maybe I'm putting it in some kind of nature preserve trust. By the way, I think that's doing something with the land. Doing nothing with the land is doing something with the land. But it may very well occur. There's not too many plots of land currently that haven't changed ownership in some way in 300 years or 500 years. Do you understand? Like at some point or another, just time will erode away at the property rights that I've set forth. If I put up a trust that says this land will be untouched from now in immemorium, at some point or another, it's just not going to be that way.
Well, who decides that, Mark?
Likely, I think likely what you're talking about is little thieves will come in and they'll set up areas of land, and then some arbitrator will say, well, who owns this? This thing's been in a trust for 250 years? And then some arbitrator will say, well, I don't know. The landowner here, the trust has to pay in order to make the person whole that's actually built this stuff up or something. They'll make some crazy off the wall notation. But the fact is, things like this that go unprotected for a period of time do get stolen. I'm just saying that's life. I'm not advocating it.
Okay. Well, just as a final question, I appreciate hearing you guys' ideas and just talking this out and working through it. And then the final question, for both of you had answered, I'm just curious, suppose it was a situation that I came and I sat down in your front yard and I just kind of set up a little camp for myself and I just kind of started living there, existing there. My question is just, would you initiate force against me just sitting there, you know, doing nothing, minding my business to get me outside of your boundary that you call yours? Would you initiate force against that?
Well, it wouldn't be, first of all, it wouldn't be an initiation of force because you violated the property rights of the individual. I mean, in the same way that if you climb through the window in the middle of the night with a machete in your hands, it's not an initiation of force to do what you need to do
even
to repel that.
Even if you climb through the window with a petunia in your hand.
With that person. So the appropriate way to handle an initiation of force, which would be you initiating the force, is with an equal amount of that. So you haven't actually used any real significant force of violence in that you've just used the force of intrusion, if you will. And so at that point, my response would be, excuse me, you're not allowed to be here. And I might rent the place to you. Hey, you can set up your little tent, but it's going to cost
you
this.
I bring you dinner and, tell you that a couple of days here is fine or, you know, you've got a week or whatever until you need to find somebody else's front lawn to camp on. But at some point or another, you know, it's
going to
be time to go.
Right. If you're asked to leave and you at that point don't leave, that's when it becomes appropriate to have you physically removed. Doesn't mean that you deserve to be shot or you deserve to be, you know, physically harmed in any way, shape, or form. It just needs
you're going to have to eat at some point, right? And you're not going to bring enough food with you in order to stay 2 weeks. So that means you're going to have to start, you know, at some point or other, you're going to have to grow food if you don't want to be there. So your campsite can be neatly packed up and put on the corner. Goodbye. You know, a little note, see you later, or, you know, when you come home, I can stand there smiling and say, hey, it's time for you to go. I mean, there's no reason to hack your hand off and throw it out in the street so you can go running after it.
Okay.
So, that answer your question?
It sounds like both, it sounds then like both of you are kind of on the same page or in agreement with one another that you both do sort of support the idea or agree with the idea that you can sort of forcibly control or own a piece of property just as you would, or I'm sorry, a piece of land just as you would any other piece of your private property.
Oh, yep.
Both of you agree that you would forcibly remove somebody from the property if you didn't want them there.
Yeah, I would. I would use
if
the minimum,
person wouldn't leave.
Minimum amount of force necessary in order to do such a thing. But I think that now we're sort of getting into the area of geo-libertarianism, and I think that some of those ideas came to be. Because in the old world where geo-libertarianism came up, you're talking about England and France and Germany and things like that, all the land at one time was owned by nobles. And we the serfs were just pieces, we're just features of that land. So they owned everything, including the people. And I can understand why those thoughts came about. However, that's not the way things came about here in America. And lots of people own land all over the place now.
Joe, any final thoughts?
Okay. No, awesome. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It was a good discussion.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing that up, and I agree. At 800-259-9231, and Mark and I, we don't agree fully on this, because, Mark, you say property rights all the way in perpetuity, unless it's in a trust. And, well, you didn't really say that. You were just giving
an
example.
I'm just explaining that you can't just go set up on a piece of person's land and expect that you're somehow in the right. You know, I think it's going to happen. The people.
I think it depends on circumstances.
But you're not right.
I think it depends on circumstances. So 800-259-9231. In the marketplace is best to respond to individual circumstances as opposed to a one-size-fits-all set of government strictures. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.